Authorities have taken one person into custody today in connection with the suspicious packages sent to critics of President Trump. 12 packages have been discovered so far, the latest addressed to Senator Cory Booker and to the former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. NPR's Quill Lawrence has been following this story. Quill, what do we know about the man who was arrested earlier today?
His name is Cesar Sayoc, 56 years old. He's from Aventura, Florida, just north of Miami, possibly born in New York, but has lived in Florida for several years. He's a registered Republican. He has a criminal history in Florida dating back to 1991, including theft and fraud charges. What's perhaps most telling about him, if the media reports and the pictures we've been seeing of his van are in fact his, is just a political manifesto written on the side of his white van in stickers, where he has a lot of references to Vice President Pence and, of course, President Trump, and also against George Soros. Looking at his social media, you can see that he's very much involved in politics. He's tweeting about the governor's race against the Democratic candidate Andrew Gillum's down there.
Police were said to have known about this man. As you say, he had a criminal past. Do you know what it is that led authorities directly to him?
There had been some focus on Florida as where these packages had been mailed from very quickly. And experts have been talking about the amount of evidence that might have been left behind because these packages included tape and plastic bubble wrap, that there could be fingerprints as well as possibly DNA. So authorities were moving very quickly on this and were focusing on Florida. And we can assume that they tracked from possibly from surveillance cameras at the post office where they found that some of these packages might have been sent from. But it's early days.
Quill, do you have any idea just how he was arrested? Was he with the vehicle that that they took away at the time? Was he considered dangerous when they arrested him?
We know he was arrested at about 11 o'clock this morning in a parking lot of a shopping center in Plantation, Florida, which is just outside of Fort Lauderdale. There were some streets shut down around there, and there was this white van which was towed away, covered in stickers. People on social media have been tweeting pictures of that white van because it was such a noticeable vehicle. People who had seen it in traffic and taken pictures of it to send to their friends are now putting them up on social media, so you can kind of read into his character from what he displayed on his van.
President Trump got word earlier today, right after the arrest apparently, and spoke about the investigation and the arrest when the president was at an event for the Young Black Leadership Summit at the White House this afternoon. Here's a part of what he said.
We've carried out a far-reaching federal, state, and local investigation to find the person or persons responsible for these events. These terrorizing acts are despicable and have no place in our country.
The president also praised the speed with which law enforcement acted. What can you tell us, Quill, about the concentrated effort to make the arrest?
Well, you can see that after several years now with a terrorist threat front and center, the FBI and their joint terrorism task forces that they set up, for example, here in New York with the NYPD, they know what to do in these situations. And they managed to get a suspect in custody by the end of the week. The first of these suspect explosive devices was found at the estate of George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist, earlier this week. And between Monday and Friday, they have a suspect in custody.
And do we know if there are other suspects they're looking for?
We haven't heard that yet, but certainly this is an ongoing investigation,
which is basically a cover for we're still proceeding, or a cover for yes, we think there are others out there. Do you know?
I haven't gotten anything specific on that, but this is we've only identified the suspect within the hour, so it's early days yet. Certainly, they're warning people to be on the lookout for more possible suspicious packages, whether they'd be copycats or more that could have been sent by this same suspect. They're warning people to be on the lookout. And here in New York, they've encouraged people to call if they see anything suspicious and let the experts decide whether it was a silly reason to call or not.
NPR's Quill Lawrence. Thanks very much, Quill.
Thank you, Lisa.